on last week for Book Club, we were joined by local author Karina Sturek to talk about the Felidia Literary Award, which she set up in honour of her late husband, the writer André Brink. And Karina revealed that she didn't reveal it to me because I was one of the judges, but she revealed to you that the winner of the 2021 award was my next guest. Best-selling author Carita Loxton. Carita was born and lives in Cape Town and practiced as an attorney in the financial services industry before becoming a hugely successful author. Her first novel, Being Carrie, was released in 2017 and was longlisted for the 2018 Nine Mobile Prize for Literature. It was also shortlisted for the 2018 Charles Bosman Prize. It was followed up by Being Lily in 2018 and then Being Shelley, which came the third book in the series, and I have it on fairly good authority that there's a fourth book happening. I must just share with you, and she won't mind me sharing, she just messaged me to say, SJ, are we doing this at 9:40 this morning or 9:40 tonight? And I messaged back, and I won't say give the exact wording that she used, but she said, oh, thank goodness I'm dressed. And she sent me the most beautiful picture of herself. Good morning, madam, how are you?
Good morning. I'm so happy that it's 9:40 this morning and not tonight, because I don't think I could wait the whole day to speak to you.
How are you? You're looking glorious by the photograph. How do you manage to look so good at this time on a Sunday morning?
Well, my whole family sleeps quite late and I'm an early riser. So this morning I had something to do.
Have you been for a run yet this morning?
No, I haven't.
Are you going to?
No, today is a day for eating cake.
Yeah, oh, it really is, isn't it? Listen, will your other half do something delightful and romantic for you today, or do you just not bother?
Well, one of us bothers, and it's not the one that's still sleeping. I have a cake.
You had your cake. What more do you need? Listen,
exactly.
First of all,
so it'll be a good day.
It's going to be a good day. First of all, congratulations, because we had Karina on last week talking about the Felidia Literary Award, yes. And you are the recipient for this year. So how does that feel?
It's amazing. It is the most amazing gift. I think it's been a hard year for everyone, and 2021 is sort of like, you know, can we get going already and have something happy happen? And so it's been the most amazing gift to really as an encouragement for me personally, but also just a little bit of hope that there are good things coming and that good things do happen.
And listen, I have to say, just to make you feel even better about it, you know, and I was one of the judges on the panel along with Dr. Helen Moffat, Joanne Hitchens, Karina, of course, and Desiree Ann Martin. And you were just the absolute obvious choice. Does that make you feel nice?
Sorry, Sarah, you're breaking up a little bit.
I'm breaking up. I was singing your praises.
I heard that some of you were happy. I heard that some of you were happy, and I hope everyone was happy.
I was saying that you were the unanimous choice, really, and when we came to think who are we going to give the award to this year, you were the obvious choice for everyone.
Oh, that's great. It really is. I've used the word encouragement before, and I think I'm going to overuse it now, but it really is that for me, because, as you know yourself, you write the first book and it happens in a bit of a daze, and then it's out there and you can't quite believe that it's happening. But it is hard to push through and to make more books happen. And so to be where the prize itself puts it, mid-career, which is kind of hope where I am. I started this career a bit later than most, so to feel all of a sudden that I'm mid-career, that I'm middle of doing something, is quite an amazing feeling.
I think it's awesome. Yeah. I just think it's such and what I've loved is that you know from being Carrie, being this like it, not the little engine that could at all, but just there you were with Being Carrie, and now you're Carita Loxton. I mean, you've always been Carita Loxton, obviously.
Yeah.
But now,
not always.
Not always. But you really have got this really solid sort of thing behind you, where you are known for your Being series. For those who may not know your story, and I said in the intro, you used to be an attorney in financial services. How did it come that you came to write Being Carrie?
Yes, I was a lawyer in a previous life, and I've recovered from that, thankfully. But Being carry happened by accident, in a sense. I think it was partly midlife crisis, partly checking to see that my brain still worked after a baby. I'm sure you know a little bit about how that feels. And trying to pull myself towards myself. And so I wrote carry not really thinking that it was something that I could do or that it was something that was going to take me anywhere. And so it came as such a surprise to myself to realize that I'd finished it, and then to persevere and find a publisher and be lucky enough to get a publisher quite quickly. And it was only published when I was 42. So it's quite, in a sense, was a book that I never thought would happen and then did despite itself. But, you know, it's probably 5% talent and then 95% just sheer determination to make it happen. And so the Being books are as much about the characters in my novels as about me being and becoming Conita Loxton, as you put it.
You started, you did, Being Carry kind of came out of a writing course, right, that you'd done with Mike, with Mike Nicol. Yeah.
Yes.
And when you were doing that course, was the view to I'm doing this because I want to have a book published, or was it, as you say, just kind of I just want to make sure my brain's working after, you know?
No, it was absolutely more about sanity than about wanting to have a book published. Mm. I mean, I had written little bits of creative writing pieces before that, but I had an ambition that one day I would write a book. But, you know, I think we all say that we're going to do something one day without really thinking about how we're going to do it. And getting on the course itself was a story that it was just over a dinner that Claire Strombeck was also running the course with Mike, said, why don't you do it? And, you know, at the beginning of the dinner, I was like, oh, no, I can't do that. But by the end of the dinner, when we were a little bit happier, it was like, yeah, sure, I'll do it, you know, and that's how it happened. But it was very much about sanity and about finding myself and finding my own voice and finding a way to express myself when I, you know, I didn't really feel I had this avenue for it at that time in my life.
Did you know once you were writing Carrie that that Lily and Shelley were inevitably going to come afterwards?
I didn't while I was writing it, but with hindsight, I guess it was inevitable because I envisaged the story with Carrie very much as a protagonist, but her friends were also real life forces in my mind, at least. And by the end of Carrie's story, I wasn't done with the other stories. So it was going to happen. I just didn't know it when I started.
If you're just joining us, my guest on Book Club this morning is Conita Loxton. Of course, we heard that she is the 2021 recipient of the Phillidia Literary Award. And of course, she's the best-selling author of Being Carrie, Being Lily and Being Shelley. Do you know who your readers are? I'm always fascinated by whose people's readers are and if they are the people they expect them to be, if that makes sense.
I know the readers who contact me and the ones who say that they've enjoyed it. And that's been quite a big spectrum of people, not just women, but it's sort of from early 20s to, I don't know, 50s. But it's women mostly.
Yeah, and is it women like across the board?
Yeah, it is across the board. And interestingly, it's been women from all kinds of backgrounds and cultures and experiences. And what's been good for me, or gratifying for me is a better word, is that it's women that come from different backgrounds but still find something in these characters that resonate with them, whether it's about having a career or about having a partner or having a baby or just being a woman, that there's something in it that they can connect with.
The books have all done phenomenally well, quite rightly. I have heard a rumour, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong, that there might be a fourth one coming. Is that right?
Well, I spent most of 2020 escaping into writing Being Diane. So I'm quite happy that by the end of 2020, I had a manuscript. I have a manuscript that I've submitted to my publisher, and they are in the process of having a look at it. And hopefully, if they like it enough, we'll see Being
Diane. Tell me something before you go. You're breaking up a little bit. Have you had somebody option any of the books? Because I think that would be amazing. I'd love to see this as a TV series.
Oh, well, maybe we can put the show out and your words out into the universe. I mean, it will happen, but
wouldn't that
not
be
yet.
Amazing? Not yet.
It would be so amazing. Not yet.
I just think that would be spectacular. Okay, well, I am sitting with bated breath waiting for Being Diane. So come on, Quella, hurry up and say yes and publish. It's always lovely to chat to you. It really is an absolute treat. And thank you for joining us this morning.
It's a pleasure. I'm glad to talk to you this morning.